Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Greetings and cheers and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Met Man coming to you live from the palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And, of course, on this beautiful day, sitting right next to me, a few hundred miles away, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola! Man, there's nothing like having a sneeze fit just as the opening music is playing. That was exciting.
Well, I must have been having sympathy pains because I had to hit the cough button.
As soon as the music started, I hit the mute and I sneezed three times. I'm a little snotty here, but that's okay.
That's kind of hot.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who wants to come and make out with me?
I'm not opposed to any type of bodily fluid.
So, how's it going, Matt?
Well, it's going okay. A little gray today, some rain. But I'm not complaining because, my God, we had a stretch of weather for the last, I'd say, at least 7 or 8 days. Sunny, and I'm talking not a cloud in the sky, and upper 70s here in Ohio in October, which is just pretty damn good.
Yeah, we're getting a little global warming going on here. Same thing here. It's a little cooler today. It's kind of rainy out there today, so.
Yeah.
It's a little cooler, a little bit more like fall today in the cool and rain. It does that all to the fall here. But, you know, all those people that, you know, in the middle of January when they've got a foot of snow on the ground in Boston, like they always do, who go to Twitter and say, you know, so much for global warming, huh? Yeah, well, it's almost 80 degrees in the middle of October, folks. Those people aren't around now.
No, they're not, are they? But you know who is around. We have a guest in the chat room. That's always nice. So just say hi to our guest and welcome to the show. I don't know. I don't have any shout-outs today, actually, Jay. I didn't know if you did or not.
No. No big shout-outs, but I'll just go with my standard everyday shout-out and do a shout out to the lovely, the wonderful, the awesome, my BFF, Warrior Cat, just for the fun of it.
Okay, very good. And if you're going to go there, I'm going to give a shout out to the Schmoopster, my recently.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Schmoops. Even though we got engaged, Jay, she still had she hasn't gotten lazy. She made a big bowl of tuna salad for me.
She did?
Yes.
Ooh.
And that's love.
And what all do you put in your tuna salad?
I don't ask her. I don't ask her. But, I mean, that's love right there because she hates tuna salad, and she makes it for me anyway.
So is this for tuna salad sandwiches?
Yeah, but, you know, as I'm avoiding the carbs, I put it on a hamburger, so.
Okay. So she's probably got some tuna and some Miracle Whip, or do you go with the straight-up, regular, everyday mayo?
Straight mayo, baby. Got to have the straight mayo.
Got the mayo and the sweet pickles. and maybe some celery, and she mixes
egg.
It up.
Hard-boiled egg.
And mix it up with some love.
Exactly. And then I put it on a frozen beef patty, and voila, you got surf and turf.
There you go. But, you know, instead of doing the hard-boiled egg thing, I poach eggs.
You know, I'd like to see that, because I have yet to meet someone who can poach an egg well.
Oh, that's because you don't know anybody with the egg poacher. I have the little pan. Are you there?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have the pan specially made. It's a shallow pan. It gives you the line to put the water into, and it's got the little thing that sets down in it with the three little indentions, and you just put the little egg in those things, put the lid on, and you let it poach for however many minutes, and then it's nonstick, and they slide right out of there.
That is, I'd like to have one. And I'm going to make two notes. I'm going to make a note to get an egg poaching little thing like you got, and I'm also going to make a note that when you talk about egg poaching on the radio, guests will leave the chat room because
that went a little too far with the egg poaching, didn't we? I think it was the way we were obviously salivating. It was a little too much food porn for this time of the morning, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, as you get older.
Instead of breakfast, they were expecting lunch.
I guess so. We could have talked ham sandwich and it would have been all right.
Jay, we had a guest. We had the lovely Marilyn in, and BTR must be giving her problems because she was there a second ago, and now she's gone.
Fucking BTR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, when you get to be our age, you know, you can, you know, it's still okay to do a Google image search for, you know, Brooklyn Deck or something like that. But yeah, eventually you're doing Google image search for cheeseburgers and
that's all I do.
On Tumblr, I follow the pizza blog.
Oh my god!
It posts the daily pizzas. Oh man! Oh yeah!
And knowing that her boss isn't listening, Schmoop does the same thing for 8 hours a day at work.
Hell yeah!
And there we go. And there we go. We have Marilyn. Marilyn's in the chat room. Love the Marilyn.
And Dana Lou came in right behind Marilyn.
Well,
so look at that.
It's going to be a big time.
All right. Hold on. I'm getting ready to sneeze again, Matt, so take it away.
All right. In honor of Marilyn and Dana Lou coming to the chat room and listening to I'm With Stupid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go. A little shout out from IWS.
Oh, yeah. That's
sad
the
thing
new
about,
how you doing.
Yes. And, of course, if they'd like to offer it in the chat room, we will always ask Ms. Dana and the lovely Marilyn, what are you wearing?
Mm-hmm. And if they would like to tell us in person, they could call us up on the I'm With Stupid hotline.
Yes, they could. And they could call us at 661-244-9852. The phone lines are always open. Not always, because last Wednesday they were jam-packed.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah.
One call after another.
That's the funny thing about the new shout-out, the new Hank shout-out. You know, you'd think people would just shut up, but he just had to keep going, didn't he?
Oh, no. You can't. You can't shut up when you're Hank Williams Jr.
The funniest thing I heard come out of his mouth was actually in this new song he's recorded. I've only heard snippets, but one of the lines in the song talks about how Fox News twisted his words.
You know, when they do things like that, that is almost as funny as Charles Barkley and Rick Perry and a couple others claiming they were misquoted in their own book.
Exactly.
I didn't say that. It's in your book. I got misquoted.
Exactly.
But
Dan
it's
editor?
Your book. You wrote it.
That was the editor. Probably a liberal bastard.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, one of those hippie chicks up in New York who, you know, studied gender studies at Barnard College was editing my book, and, you know, she sandbagged me.
In fact, I find myself in an uncomfortable position because I have to defend Steve Doocy, Gretchen Carlson, and Brian Kilmeade, because basically while Hank was talking, they just sat there with, you know, disbelief on their faces or their typical
uh-huh.
vacuous look. I couldn't tell which it was. So,
I was responding to Dana there in the chat room. She said that she heard that you and I prefer Walmart employee chic. And I said, Walmart babes. Oh, yeah. Now, you know, speaking of Rick Perry, did you catch what he said last night after the debate? When he was talking
that.
About, I don't know what the subject was, but he then said that America did not fight a revolution back in the 16th century for this. I guess it was sometime around, you know, like Henry VIII, you know, that we rebelled against or something like that, yeah.
Well, those damn Huguenots, they got awfully uppity.
Yeah, when we drove Genghis Khan off the continent.
Oh, God. Well, I'll tell you what. As you know, most people didn't get to watch the debate because it was on Bloomberg television or whatever. I think it's come down to two guys, and that would be one Herman Cain and Mitt Romney.
Yeah, I mean, it's I assume Cain will flame out like the rest of them have, and Mitt Romney will just keep trudging right along.
Yeah, but I think that's good that it comes down to those two, because the Republican voters, they have a definite contrast to look at candidates.
They do. You know, Cain's got his 999 plan. I don't even know what it's about because I haven't really looked at it much. But Michelle Bachmann made a really, really well, now Dana says Cain makes me nervous. You know, that's just uncalled for right there. I know what you're saying. You know, walking down the street, you saw Herman Cain, you'd cross the street and walk down the other side. I know what you're saying.
Right. And if she saw Mitt Romney, she'd probably give him a hug.
Probably so. And say, "How you doing, big boy?" With that chiseled good looks and that beautiful hair.
Right. It's sad we can't move beyond the can't become post racial in this society.
I know. But and see, Marilyn just made the point in the chat room also that Michelle Bachmann, talking about the 999 plan, said, you know, the devil is in the details. And, you know, if you turn 999 upside down, it's 666.
I know.
Ooh.
And maybe that's what's making Dana nervous. Who knows?
Could be.
I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, everyone else should just go home. You know, Bachmann, Huntsman, all of them. And it just comes down to Herman Cain and Mitt Romney. And I think a good thing to do, and they could raise money by this, do a pay-per-view thing, like a steel cage match or something.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you know, if you get up there on the stage and you had Romney and then you had Bachmann and then Cain, instead of a 999 plan, you could have 969.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking, if it was just Herman Cain, had to hit the cough button. If it was just Herman Cain and Mitt Romney, steel cage match pay-per-view would be great. But, you know, I got a soft spot for Herman, so I'd like to see him have a little bit of advantage so they could hold the match. That would, to give him an advantage, they could hold the match in a woodshed, you know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about that all morning. And as far as Newt Gingrich, when's he just going to start showing up to these debates in sweatpants?
Exactly. He and Callista just come out there on stage in matching jumper suits, you know? You know, like they were a couple of retirees in Florida.
Maybe he could wear a Knicks jersey or something. Oh, God.
Actually, that would be hilarious. Whatever town they host the debate in, he could wear like a jersey from the local sporting team, you know. Or maybe he could. I'll bet he just starts walking around with a Tim Tebow jersey on pretty soon.
Well, I was going to say, if they ever hold one in the Mile High City, he needs to wear a Tebow jersey.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they all may come out in Tebow jerseys, except Herman Cain, who will be wearing a Brandon Lloyd jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? Something I totally forgot about in my Tim Tebow post and Brandon Lloyd dropping that two-point conversion, which he didn't actually drop. If you watch the replay of it, he's got in his hands, and the defender actually knocks the ball out of his hands. But you know, Skip Bayless can't be deterred by facts like that. Anyway, what actually happened was it wasn't the devil that made him drop that pass. It was God. Because had he won, had he caught that pass, that would have been two more points for the Giggle Fairies in the I'm With Stupid Fantasy Football League.
That's right.
And they would have, and the Giggle Fairies would have won, and God just didn't want any fairies winning a football matchup.
That's
like
true.
That. Yeah. Actually thought about that this morning when I looked at the scores and I said, oh, man, if Brandon Lloyd had caught that two-point conversion, the Giggle Fairies would have beaten SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, well, and if people don't know what the hell we're talking about,
and Marilyn doesn't,
we're talking about Tim Tebow, the born again quarterback of the Denver Broncos, who suffered some slings and arrows over the past couple of years.
He has,
and who is now going to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And people make fun of him because he's a born-again and religion is at the foremost of his life.
Yeah. And that's okay.
And that's okay.
For him. I mean, it's not okay to, you know, I mean, you know, I'm perfectly fine with Tebow. I don't dislike Tebow. I don't think God really gives a crap whether or not he's the starting quarterback or if his team wins, but... you know,
on the other end of the spectrum, there's some people, evangelical types, who, you know, see him as a prominent thing, and maybe the second coming of Christ. So, and if that's true, that really gives an unfair advantage to the Denver Broncos.
You got to wonder if the competition committee would look into that.
We think so. I mean, every day, every game he's going to be putting up these Hail Mary passes, and they'll go for six.
Uh-huh.
He'll have his receivers running crossing routes.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe he doesn't wear the number 3, you know, to represent the Trinity. And actually, you know, if he is, you know, this biblical type that has come back to earth, you know, he could at least change his current jersey number 15 to XV.
Well, yeah, at least do that. I can't imagine the NFL would have a problem with that.
No, I can't either. I was expecting a big laugh out of that one. I didn't get it, did I?
But it was still a good idea, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay. Here's a story that'll make you happy.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Because stories like this always make me happy. Tennessee State Representative Curry Todd, who once compared undocumented immigrants to rats and has also authored a bill that would allow people to carry concealed guns to church, was arrested in Tennessee, in Nashville last night after being stopped at a DUI breath stop point thing, given a breathalyzer, which he failed. They also found a loaded Smith & Wesson 38 special under his seat. He's been charged with DUI, illegal possession of a firearm, possession of an illegal firearm, possession of a loaded firearm.
Did they charge him with a lack of common sense, too?
They'll get around to that.
The only thing that would have made that better, if his car was loaded with, like, gay porn magazines.
No. And an illegal immigrant who was also, you know, a victim of the flesh trade.
Exactly. A 12-year-old Honduran boy.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, in some areas of the country, when you have a really controversial congressman like that who's pissed off everybody, you would kind of wonder if he got his ass set up. You know, you got those congressmen out there just running their mouths all the time and causing problems. And, you know, the sheriff and his deputies are all sitting there waiting for him to come out of the bar and then pull him over.
Yeah.
Because they know he'll have a gun in the car and all that good stuff.
I'm sure he'll be on the Sean Hannity show soon. Sean,
you know he will. You know he will. He'll be on Neil Bortz, too.
Oh, my God. And for our two people in the chat room and anyone who else may be listening, as you know, Wednesdays just kind of fly by the seat of our pants show, and we discuss what we might do on Saturday. So if the lovely Dana Lou and or Marilyn want to chime in with any topics we could cover with for Saturday, they could, either in the chat room or by calling in at 661-244-9852. And, Jay, I actually have an idea for the show this weekend.
All right. And you know what? That last 2 minutes from you was awesome. That was awesome. You just rolled right through that. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, well, I dropped some speed this morning. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you should be hosting the morning show in Bagwine.
But anyway,
okay, so what?
Well, you know what Saturday is. We do our show at Saturday at 6:30, and you know what Saturday is, don't you, Jay?
It's no.
Sweetest day.
Sweetest.
Sweetest. Sweetest.
Sweetest what?
Sweetest day. It's another holiday where men are supposed to buy presents for their sweetheart.
Of course it is. Well, how about that? Another day where they stick it to the men.
I know. Oh, no, no. I'll do something for my guy, too. They say. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I mean, this holiday, and I use the term in quotations, so that would make it, what, a parenthetical holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a roll today, baby.
Yeah, you are. You're using big words and everything.
And this all started maybe, what, 15, 20 years ago? Back in those days, I was married. I remember buying flowers and stuff like that. All I remember getting on Sweetest Day was, of course,
heartache.
There you go. It's just like Valentine's Day or an anniversary.
Oh,
everyone,
yeah.
Everyone will ask, what's your husband getting for your anniversary? Well, I don't know, but I'm so excited. What are you getting for him? What? Ugh. Have I lost you, Jay, or are you Googling?
Yeah, well, Marilyn says that we've already done a gay show, so the coming out day show wouldn't work. Yeah, we didn't plan that. We should have waited and done the big gay show on coming out day. But,
well,
you know,
like to be.
Every show is a pretty gay show for us.
We just can't hide it.
Yeah. And Dana, being, since Mike isn't here to look things up for us, quickly Googled Sweetest Days and says it's described by Retail Confectioners International as an occasion which offers all of us an opportunity to remember husbands, boyfriends, the sick, aged, and orphaned, but also friends, relatives, and associates whose helpfulness and kindness we have in. And then she comes back and says, enjoyed.
Yeah, I would expect a comment like that from the Retail Confectioners International. Oh, yeah, on this day, just buy candy for everyone.
Yeah, they're almost as ridiculous as the National Hot Dog and Sausage Consortium or whatever they are, Council.
Who we are going to try to have on this show.
Yes, we are. Because we didn't even know they existed till yesterday when they commented on the Tiger Woods incident. And if you don't know about that, Tiger Woods playing in a tournament last weekend and somebody charged through the crowd and threw a hot dog at him. Woods was quoted as saying, I looked up and there was this hot dog right above my face. Which, of course, a lot of his mistresses have said the same thing.
That's a quote had I just read it, I would have attributed it to Marcus Bachman.
Well, we know Marcus Bachman loves to play with his corn dog before he devours it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, Sweetest Day, Jay, we could do that, or you got any ideas?
No, we could do that. We could talk sweets, I mean, because we are sweet.
Well, and then how men are just getting screwed over on that day.
Yeah, except that apparently it's supposed to be a day when women buy stuff for the boyfriends, but they'll twist it around.
Yeah.
Women do things like that. Women are sneaky.
They are.
Conniving. Dirty, underhanded. Which is why, you know, we like them.
Exactly. That's kind of hot.
Yes, Dana. Anthony Weiner should be the spokesperson for the Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
He should.
Either that or Brett Favre.
Yeah. Although Rick Perry eats a mean corn dog. He gets into it.
He does, and it's not like he's going to be president or anything, so.
Oh, my God. What happened to him?
what everybody
oh, I'm
knew
sorry.
Would happen.
I know what happened. The spotlight hit him.
Yeah. You know, unlike Chris Christie and a few others, he didn't realize that they love you until you get in. And then when you get in, you have to, like, you know, go to the debates and actually have something to say and all that stuff.
And we have about 60 seconds left in the live stream.
Dang. That was fast.
Yeah, I know. We've gotten so good today. We've gotten so good, it just passes right by.
It does. Of course, for our listeners, it felt like, you know, 60 hours, but.
Now, I see that Marilyn said in the chat room she's always enjoyed the kindness of orphans, and I really don't know how to take that statement. I think I'm going to have to reappraise my friendship with Marilyn.
Well, orphans are, you know, good people.
They are good people. They're scrappy.
That they are. They're caring and considerate and loving and all those things.
Yeah. And we got a nice comment, and the live stream's about to end. I want to thank Marilyn for saying this was fun. Never got into the chat room before. So see, folks, you need to get in and have some fun. And not only
that's
just with Jay.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, not just with Jay and I, but all the funny people we have in the chat room.
Yeah, because the chat room is really the show within the show.
Exactly.
Sometimes we don't even know what the hell they're talking about in the chat room. And oftentimes, they don't know what the hell we're talking about either.
And or they're not even listening and just chatting with each other.
Exactly. They just, you know, use the occasion to catch up with each other and see how each other's lives are going.
Right. And like most people, they enjoy a little background noise, which is what you and I are.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a social outing is what it is. The show is the big social outing. It's the place to be on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
Especially Saturdays. It gets nutty.
Oh, it does. All right. So, Sweetness Day, huh?
Sweetest.
Sweetest Day. Not Sweetness. That would be Walter Payton Day.
Well, either that or we would spend 45 minutes talking about Splenda.
Oh, yeah, we could probably spend 45 minutes arguing which is better, you know, the NutraSweet or Splenda. NutraSweet or Splenda. You know, the blue stuff or the pink stuff.
That's right.
You want the little pink package or the blue package? It's important.
You know. And the best thing is, even if you don't like them, you're compelled to take some with you when you leave a restaurant. Just so you're sticking it to the man.
Uh-huh. Which is why, and people who aren't single don't realize this, or maybe they've forgotten about it. But especially if you're a single guy, if you're a bachelor, that is why you don't go through the drive-thru. You go in and you order to go. One, so that you can look in the bag to make sure they got the order right because they screw it up so much. But
yeah.
Two, so that you could grab handfuls of little ketchup and mustard and sweet and low and salt and pepper packets
right.
And stuff it up. And a big, big bunch of napkins. So stuff them all into the sack. And you walk out and people are looking at the sack going, man, that guy's having a big lunch.
That's right. Sometimes I'll pull up an entire booth and just take that.
Well, finally, after a few years, I finally went ahead and got my own salt and pepper shakers. Granted, they have, you know, the little golden arches on the side of them. But
well, not only is that good for your, you know, in a culinary sort of way, it's a nice conversation piece.
It is. It is, you know. Someday the condiment police are going to kick my door in, start going through the kitchen. They're going to open that drawer. There's going to be all that Taco Bell hot sauce and McDonald's ketchup. And I'm going to be thrown in the lockup with all the other criminals.
Boy, if the condiment police come here, I'm in a world of hurt after getting that case of spicy brown mustard.
Exactly. Now, where did you get that? Oh, a friend sent it to me. A friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
A friend. Is
sure
that
thing.
What they're calling it now?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
does
did you know that 400
cases? Does this friend live in Mexico?
You know that 400 cases of this stuff was stolen off a truck in Laredo the other day by the Mexican mafia?
Who evidently, speaking of the Mexican mafia, they evidently make good Saudi Arabian killers.
Apparently, yes. Take time out of their busy schedule of, you know, killing women and burying them in the desert to help blow up the Saudi Arabian ambassador.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Although I have to say that.
Go ahead.
Do what? Oh, no, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, it's funny that a story like that, when Bush was president, would everybody who's taking it really seriously right now would be laughing their ass off at it. And the people who are laughing at it right now would be taking it very seriously if it had been if Bush were president, and the people taking it seriously would be laughing at it. But
are
personally, I'm laughing at the story. I think it's a little far-fetched, but.
Are you saying this nation has become polarized?
Just a little bit.
No, I laughed
just
at this story
a little bit
too, only because you got an Iranian American kind of guy, used car salesman, working with Mexican drug lords to kill a Saudi Arabian ambassador. I think that is hilarious.
Well, you know, this is the melting pot here.
Ah, shoot.
Man, I tell you what, my allergies just exploded. So that's made for some great radio. Listening to me sniff and cough and hack. It's unbelievable, man.
It's unfortunate.
Clear up. It'll clear up about 10 minutes after the show's over.
Oh, of course.
And I see on Twitter that Kimmy is trying to fly home today, and their plane is stuck on the tarmac, and they apparently have engine trouble, and they have maintenance people there. You know, I just wouldn't do it. If I'm sitting in a plane and I'm looking out, and you got some some hillbilly dude out there, you know, with his little his little toolbox, and he's, you know, messing around with the engine, you know, and then he goes, all right, start it up now.
Yeah, him with his little, you know, 12-piece Craftsman.
You know, the roll-around toolbox. Those are cool.
Yeah, Snap-on.
Yep. Yep, just like the one in his garage.
Yeah.
Because he stole it from work.
And when you mention that, a scene from Fletch entered my mind. What's his name?
Chevy Chase.
Thank you. Chevy Chase, when he's inspecting the airplane. It's ball bearings. It's all ball bearings today. It's all ball bearings. I think he says, I need some duct tape and some 90-weight ball bearings. Ah, good shit.
Oh, man. Chevy Chase.
Tell you what, some big time's coming up. You know, we have to decide what to do Saturday, but, you know, it's coming up soon. That'd be our big Halloween extravaganza.
I know. I don't know how we're going to top last year's.
It was pretty good. Well, we won't because we're only allowed 3 sound files now.
Well, so. That's true. Yeah. So we'll need to get Kat to call in again because she made it awesome last year. And we might not do a show opening song music for that one so that we can get an extra sound file.
That's not a bad idea. Are you there?
Sneezing.
Did you hit the cough button again?
I was doing some sneezing there, buddy. Another trifecta of sneezes. My God. What the hell?
What?
All this thing. I took an allergy meds this morning. I guess they did their job. They caused my allergies to go crazy.
Oh, I had a good one tonight, and you'll appreciate this knowing my history. About 10 till 9 last night at the beer mine, this lady who always lays all her problems on us and tells us what's happened to her this week, she came through, and as she's handing me her money for her purchase, she tells me how she just had pneumonia.
Wonderful.
My
oh, by the way, don't be handling that money that I just handed you.
Uh-huh.
I'm contagious.
It was about this time 2 years ago.
Yes, it was.
Almost
it's pneumonia season.
Yeah, it is. So.
Wonderful.
So are we going to talk about Sweetest Day, or what would you like to talk about, Paul?
That's fine with me. We can work with that. You know, it just kind of rolls into how men get hosed in society.
Exactly.
Yep. Especially
Sweetest
white
day.
Men.
Exactly.
Man, I tell you, everything's geared to screw the, you know, white males.
I know.
We're the ones who are really, really been discriminated against in this country. We're the real victims of racism and and hate and all that.
I watch Fox, so I have a voice.
Exactly.
Tell you what, the IRS, you know, they finally did me well.
It's nice of them to come through like that.
Yeah, finally get that return after, I don't know, 6 months.
Yeah. And don't, you know, don't brag too much. It isn't there yet.
That's a good point. And I know they probably monitor this show.
Well, I'm sure they monitor your phone calls, so.
What are you tweeting now, Jay?
I'm not.
Oh, really?
What, can you hear me flipping the pen?
Oh, no. Is that your pen?
Yep, that's my pen that I'm flicking.
I see on Twitter that today Herman Cain just tweeted, "It was a privilege to address the New Hampshire State Legislature today."
There you go. And all the members of the legislature were sitting there going, "So that's a black guy. Huh?"
Yeah.
I'd never seen one before.
I'm sure Mitch shaking in his Gucci boots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, speaking, when I mentioned Neil Bortz earlier, he had a gem yesterday. I don't know the exact quote, but I guess he had Herman Cain on and was talking Herman Cain, and he was talking about why Cain is so much preferable to Obama, because Obama didn't really have the black experience in America.
Oh, God. Oh, well, there you go.
That'd be Neil Bortz, expert on the black experience in America.
Uh-huh.
Almost as much of an expert as Newt Gingrich. You know, if he was sitting there just wearing sweats at a debate, would he also be eating a Subway sandwich and drinking a Coke? That would be great.
That would be cool.
You know, when it'd be his turn, he'd be like, you know, like have a mouthful, you know, and he'd be like, you know, with his napkin wiping the mustard stain off his hands and cleaning up his hoodie.
But miss that piece of green pepper hanging out of the corner of his mouth.
All right. Well, we got 30 seconds left.
A lot can happen in 30 seconds. Just ask Shmoop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
All right, so that wraps that up.
That does, and I'll see you again on Saturday when we talk about men bashing and the horrors of Sweetest Day.
All righty then. We can do it.
All right, J-Man. Have a wonderful day.